Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Ralphie Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness. And today is Wednesday, March 13th. The year is still 2024. I am recording this as I'm driving through the drop-off line at the junior high. So bear with me. Episode number 314, I think, I'm guessing. So that's my best guess. And this person is just stopping in the middle of the road. All right. Here we go. So today I'm going to, because there's no announcements, we don't have any workshops, I'm hoping I get a garment done, but I'll tell you right now, our lives are just holding babies, feeding babies, changing babies, and it's, I think I've said it now for probably the last month of podcast, that it's just so much with twins that you don't realize it until you have them yourself. So I'm trying to get a garment, a t-shirt designed, get it to you guys, get it ordered, all that stuff. Hopefully by the end of this month, I'll have something for you. Hopefully you're still doing your push-ups. You're adding books every month. I think next month we have a 100 calorie challenge coming back, but don't quote me on that exactly. We do have you know what it is? It's a ruck. I'm trying to figure out when to get our ruck, put on the schedule. Our baseball lives right now consist of both Saturday and Sunday. So I'm trying to figure that out, and I'll get those details as soon as I get my shit together. Talking about baseball, we yesterday at our practice had another coach come in, from the, other 13U team that is a part of the organization that Julian plays for. And a great guy. We've known him a long time. We've actually played against him and his son, and his nephew is on our team. You know, we played against him in Little League and things like that. He's a great guy, great coach. And he talked with our head coach. And after seeing this past weekend, our games didn't go so well. And by didn't go so well, meaning they did not go well whatsoever. There was not a single thing that went really right for us at all. So, you know, some of the other coaches have taken notice because they know how well our boys can play. And so, you know, he reached out, and he and our head coach have talked quite a bit probably in the last few months. And so we had him out yesterday, and I wasn't sure what to expect as far as what was going to be needed of me and our coaching staff, and you know what, you know, the game plan was, anything like that. And usually I like to have those things, you know, planned ahead of time, but knowing this coach and knowing, you know, how well he does his thing, like I was totally comfortable going in, not knowing, what was going to happen. And at the end of the practice, it was great practice. He pretty much ran it all. We were there kind of, you know, just like my normal role, you know, I'm assistant, you know, to the regional manager pretty much. But it's funny because here is this other coach from this other, you know, team within our organization who knows, you know, most of the boys that are on our team. And you put someone like that in front of this group of kids, and he's telling them new things, but also kind of repeating things that we kind of drill into them every week. But it was as if Jesus had come down or had fucking risen again and started talking to these kids, because it was just a different perspective. And as I'm watching, you know, all this unfold, you know, I do my best to just stay the fuck out of the way as it is. And just chime in when I'm, you know, needed, or when the helps, you know, a helping hand is needed. So I sat back and I'm watching and I'm noticing, I'm like, man, our kids are responding in a way that they don't respond when it's us, our coaching staff, right? And I'm sitting there and I'm trying to think, like, man, how is this different? And there were a couple things, right? And it's hard to relay over, you know, just saying it, because you kind of have to feel it in the moment. And one of the things was, sometimes with a son, or, you know, someone who's almost like a son, or you have a son on the team who has really close friends that are on the team, as a coaching staff, you kind of get away from being kind of like that hard-nosed coach from time to time. Like that needs to come out from time to time. And it's, If you've never played a sport, it's hard to relay again in words what exactly I'm saying. But there are days where the kids kind of just know. And after yesterday, it's very apparent that they know, like, oh, coach so-and-so said something, but I know he's full of shit because the last week he said that and he didn't make us do that thing that he said. If we, not as a punishment, but, you know, hey, you drop a ball, you're going to run to the fence. Well, 14 balls drop and no one's running, right? But with this coach, during our warmups, like, that's what was happening. Overthrow, drop your gloves, go to the fence, come back. These boys ran like 8 different times, right? Just because of overthrows. And that is one thing that, like, right off the bat, our practices don't get started off really on the right foot because of these overthrows and this goofiness and this silliness. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, man, here's just another voice saying the same shit. But he's telling these kids, because he has a nephew on the team, but he's a hard-nosed coach when it comes to the things that need to be hard-nosed about, right? And overall, it was a great practice. It's good to see that, you know, what we do is what he would do. But now we know the tone to set, you know, with these boys, even though we have kids on the team. Like, each of our coaching staff has a son on the team. And I'm not any different to Julian than any of the other kids. If anything, I talk to him less, and I'm harder on him when it comes to the things that he might have a misstep on. But it is hard. It's hard to, you know, act different with your son than with the other kids. It is difficult. So to have that outside perspective and that hard-nosed coach, the tone, like, that's all we need is that tone, right? And that tone set the actual tone for practice. And so here I am thinking, okay, just a different perspective. That's all it was. A different voice, different perspective. How many of us, myself included, you know, do we get a chance, or the thought, really, not even just the chance, because the chances are probably all around us all the time. When do we have the thought of getting that other perspective? You know, a lot of times, like, I find myself, you know, stuck in my own head trying to figure things out for the gym. And most days, you know, like, I'm on Instagram. Like, why don't I take that opportunity? That's really just time wasting, probably, for the most part. And look up some of the local gyms and, like, hey, what are they doing? What's a movement they're implementing that maybe I can throw into the workout? Or what's, like, a, you know, like, a simple partner thing that, you know, is implemented throughout a workout that I can see that maybe some of you guys would enjoy? Or what is it in your job that you could see, maybe ask another department to get their viewpoint on this plan or this idea? Or at home, whatever, you know, like, where can you find that different point of view and that different perspective to make yourself better, right? Because this wasn't just for the kids. I, as a coach, I'm sure our other staff did, but I know personally, I saw what I should be doing more often. I saw what I should cut out more often, and what I should keep, and what should stay in from what I do as a coach. And it was only helpful. And I highly, highly recommend for any one of you that, you know, you feel stuck. I know some of you don't, like, you listen to this and you don't come to the gym anymore. And I totally get it. You found a different perspective at a different gym. And I applaud you for doing that. That is fantastic, because that's for you. That has nothing to do with me, right? So for you to go out and seek something different that's going to work for you, that's what we want. And same thing, if you listen to this and you're going to another gym, or you don't go to a gym currently and you want a different perspective, come try a class. Hit me up on, you know, send me a message, shoot me an email. If your diet is kind of wishy-washy right now, or you're not losing weight, or you're not gaining strength, get a different perspective. Actually ask me, you know, like, there's only so much that I can see and, like, guide within the 45 to 60 minutes that I see you a day. Sometimes 2 to 3 times a week. You know, like, there's only so much that I could recognize with as many people as I see. So sometimes I need you to come and give me that perspective that you're looking for, so that I can give it to you, when the time's right. Like, for example, the other day, Tina asked me after class, like, hey, my rowing seems to be not dwindling, but she's, you know, she's talking about like, I'm sitting here and I'm pulling and I'm noticing other people are maybe already done with the same amount of calories, but it looks like we're pulling at the same pull rate. So we had a discussion. This is what you're going to look for. This is what you're going to feel for. And now the next time she rows, she's going to try it out and then we can have another discussion. So just a point of view, like, I don't know. I didn't know that about, you know, Tina's rowing. I would have never guessed that because I can't go and look at everybody's monitor all at once. So just think about that, you know, get a different perspective. And if it has to do with the gym, reach out, ask me. That's probably things that I'm not seeing, something super simple that we can fix. So just reach out, look at different perspectives to gain something from throughout your day, your week, your months, your years, all that stuff. So that's my tidbit for today. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you in the gym.